we bring to these microphones David James. He is a part of the staff for the School of Prophets. Let's talk about a phrase that somebody gave it to me. I don't know, but I'm using it a lot now, and I want you to explain it. It's the phrase is a postmodern prophetic paradigm. Talk to us. Explain what that means.
Well, I think the term postmodern prophetic paradigm was coined by a couple of ladies who do a lot of research in this area, Sarah Leslie and Gaylene Goodrode. And a lot of their work has to do with the writings of Chuck Missler and L.A. Marzulli and Tom Horn and some guys who are doing what I would call some pseudoscience, pseudo-history, pseudo-biblical studies, and they're combining a number of things. And the reason it's called postmodern is postmodernism itself is a philosophy that really doesn't have a lot of objective meaning to it, and your supposed truth that you can arrive at can come from many different sources, quantum physics, and they even say things like Chuck Missler talks about us being in a digital simulation, and so there are just a lot of things that come together, several streams, and then you combine that with the prophetic scenario, and it starts getting really confusing.
Yes, absolutely, indeed. Postmodern, basically, as I understand it, says, hey, no longer is the Bible the absolute authority. We can bring all of these other items to the table and help us come to a conclusion of what is going to be the prophetic events in the future. You know what that seems to say to me, David, and see if you can respond to this for me, the rise of false teachers in our world today, but many of them seem to be coming from those that we considered good teachers in the past.
That's true. And, you know, to be fair, these guys wouldn't say that the Bible isn't the absolute authority, but then the way they write and they bring in pagan sources, New Age thought, philosophy and science start blurring when you get into some of the really deep stuff. What my concern is that some of these guys who have actually have a fairly long history of being trustworthy are now getting off into speculation as they're relying more heavily on these extra-biblical sources, even pagan writings and mythologies, Greek mythology, ancient Near Eastern mythology. A lot of these things are bringing into their prophetic scenarios.
Well, over the last couple of years, would you not agree that a lot of people have been going to fictional novels to come up with their doctrine on Bible prophecy? And is that a threat, using fiction to try to understand the future?
My personal view on fiction is that I'm deeply concerned for, and the way I describe it is when you're talking about fiction in the Christian realm, you're either talking about fictional theology, which is obviously heresy by definition, or you're talking about theological fiction, which means that they're simply using fiction as a vehicle to communicate what they believe is theological truth. And the problem is that when you combine fiction with biblical theology, with the average person not knowing his Bible very well and eschatology even less, the lines between fact and fiction are so blurred that people start believing the fiction almost on the same par as they would the scriptural truth.
You know, what you just said, I think, is key. Since we do not know our Bible, and that's an editorial we, you and I are students of the Word of God, the prophetic Word of God in particular, but the body of Christ and individuals in churches are seemingly not willing or ready to study Bible prophecy or to study the Word of God. That should be a goal for all of us in this coming new year, should it not?
Well, yes, it sure should. One of the things that you and I have discussed many times is that eschatology and the study of prophecy sort of is like a theological litmus test, because it's a litmus test of how you approach the entire Bible and the conclusions you come to concerning the prophecy, last things, eschatology. Those conclusions are based upon your approach to the Scriptures, how you interpret them. And if there are problems in that specific area, then it's going to point to problems in many ways in which you handle the Word of God. And so we need to look to the future and the prophecy so that, one, we know how to live today and we know how how to explain the Bible and warn people of what's coming, the second coming of Christ, and so that they'll be prepared for eternity by trusting in Christ for their salvation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and thinking about the exhortation to the body of Christ to study God's prophetic word, we need to offer an opportunity for that to happen. We're going to have one of those, a School of Prophets, LBU, Louisiana Baptist University Prophecy Conference, February the 24th to the 28th. I'll be teaching the book of Revelation. Jim Jr. will be teaching Daniel. And then, David, you're going to be teaching God's plan throughout the ages. This is key to get that foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, God's plan throughout the ages is a course that is a panoramic view of God's working all the way from eternity past to eternity future, looking at what we see in Genesis chapter 1 all the way through the Bible to the end in Revelation chapter 22.
This is going to be a great study. You can participate in it. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com. Look up the information for the School of Prophets, Louisiana Baptist University Prophecy Conference, upcoming the month of February, 24th through the 28th. David, thank you so much, my good friend. Have a blessed new year, and we'll see you in February.
Thanks a lot. Always good to be with you.